boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I am a bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to know so that we're all on the same page. I'm a bad influence. If you don't want to be talked into buying something, do not send it to me.
You're right.
And I don't know how you haven't learned this, Destiny, because we send stuff to each other back and forth all the time, like new coffees at different coffee stores.
Or look at this, because we know kind of what each other likes.
Yeah, Aldi finds or whatever it is. And then you send me a new water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm like seriously wanting to buy this. It's cute. It's pink. It has bows on it.
Mm-hmm. It screams me.
Yeah, and I thought it was cute. So what am I going to say? Yeah, that's really cute. OMG, it matches your office because your office is all pink.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh my God, you're not helping. Well, don't send it to me then. What am I supposed to say?
You need to do it logic. Like, you already had three water bottles, you loser. Come on. Don't do it.
I don't care about that.
Oh, well.
I don't care. Don't send me cute stuff and expect me to be like, no, it's going to make your water taste like swamp. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so you're just my friend to go to if I need someone to say yes. I need a friend, though, with logic, you know?
I don't possess that at all in any way.
Yesterday was a weird Sunday for me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man. Because we actually got up early, like before noon.
Oh, watch out, everybody.
No, we are notorious for honestly staying up until 2, 3 in the morning on Saturday into Sunday.
Doing what?
Who knows what he's gaming or we're watching like episode after episode of something on Netflix.
Okay.
Like we are notorious for that. Okay. And that's what I think we were up till 2 Saturday into Sunday. And he'll sleep in until like noon or 1 on Sunday. I can't. I don't know. I think I've officially hit the old age of 30 or something.
Yeah.
And I can only sleep until like 8, 9 if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll doom scroll, you know, on my phone until he wakes up. But we couldn't do that on Sunday because we were taking care of my sister's dog. And so we had to get up and we had to get to her house before 9 a.m. to let her dog out yesterday.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, I like getting up early on Sundays. I actually felt like I could get more stuff done, if that makes stuff like sense at all.
Well, yes.
Like, I had time to do laundry. I had time to pick up my outfits for the week, make food and meal prep, and actually watch things on TV, too, and relax and clean the whole house. I mean, I was a Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's what I try to convince my boyfriend Curly on. Not necessarily sleeping in, but going and doing the errands earlier. Because he never wants to go to the grocery store early. He wants to wait till later in the night when nobody's there. Dude, let's get it done. And then we can just hang out the rest of the day.
I love going grocery shopping at like 8 in the morning.
Ooh, I haven't hit that.
Girl.
I have not hit that.
Nobody's really there.
That 30-year-old-ism.
Nobody's really there. And then you have the whole day to enjoy yourself.
I will try my best.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have great news, girls. Looking tired is in.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to stop covering up my bags.
You know what? That's exactly what you need to be doing.
I do cover them up. I use like a orange
color corrector.
Uh-huh. And then I put concealer over it.
Well,
because I got dark under eyes to the point that people tell me constantly, did somebody punch you in the face? I'm not joking.
Wow.
So I correct them.
Well, maybe you don't need to so much because the tired girl makeup trend is taking over. And you know who we have to thank for this? At least the girlies say. Jenna Ortega / Wednesday Adams.
Uh-huh.
People are into the look of
death.
Kind of dead.
Honestly, I had a feeling.
Especially on Wednesday, she is pale. She has
God, so am I. Oh my God, am I hot now?
We're off to a great start. grayish, like cheekbones. Her lips are a little bit purple. She looks exhausted. Maybe even a little eye bag situation.
Uh-huh.
There are literally makeup tutorials going around on TikTok of like tired girl beauty that people are adding eye bags. I'm like, hello. I was blessed with those, so I don't even need to put those on.
I was also blessed with the very pale skin. God, I'm finally hot now. I've been waiting. way too dang long.
I'm so happy to deliver that news to you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I was out grocery shopping on Saturday and I was caught by a listener, but they didn't say hi. And I think it's because of the aisle that I was in.
How'd you get caught if they didn't say anything?
Here's the thing. So the aisle I was in was the razor aisle. And I know what you're thinking. That's not that embarrassing. But let me be even more embarrassing. First off, I don't know how I got there. It was one of those moments like Target. I wasn't at Target, but it's like you black out and you're like, whoa, how'd I end up here?
Yeah.
I don't know how I got into the razor aisle. I wasn't looking for it, but I was there. Next thing I know, I see like specific like bikini, like electric razors. And I'm like, oh, well, do I want one of those? I don't know. And then my mind's like one. And so then I'm looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm looking at that kind of stuff, I see a cart pass on the left of me in my like corner of my eye. I see them pass and I hear a guy go, that's, and they point to me. That's, and then I don't hear what they say. And I'm assuming they say my name,
mm-hmm.
but I don't hear because they're now past the aisle a little bit. And then the cart keeps going and whoever's pushing the cart is a girl. And she goes, who?
Oh God.
And then she looks at me and then I hear her say, she totally heard you.
Nice.
But they never come and say hi. And I wish they would have because I totally would have said hi. But I'm like, I wonder if they didn't because they're like, oh, she's looking at like bikini razors. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe. I don't know. Can you just like toss it and look at a different thing so people can.
You know what? That would have been smart. Throw it in the cart.
Yeah. Turn around and start
looking at
body wash.
Don't even throw it in the cart because people always snoop at your car. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I'd have to like toss it and be like, oh, what was that? Somebody knocked something over?
Gosh, yeah. Drop it and be like, oh my God, I just knocked this over with my. My butt or something. I don't know.
I've been working out. My butts are getting real big.
Yeah, the gains. Have you ever gone shopping via text message?
Yes.
How'd it go?
I love Nutrisport.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of stuff from there. And my boyfriend, if I don't go there, he'll go there and pick up some things. So one of my favorite things is Built Bar. Like they're like these marshmallow bars. They're so freaking good.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, here's the flavors they have. And so he'll
you pick
me.
From
so
there.
So that's usually what it is. It's something okay. from there.
Yeah. Like food type stuff.
Yeah. It's usually food. That's my problem.
Well, you know, I'd prefer to get to choose my own flavor. I'd also prefer to choose my own clothes, okay?
No, he's never shopped for clothes for me, and I don't know about that one.
Let me tell you what, it's actually a good time. So my boyfriend Curly went to Des Moines over the weekend, and he was coming back on Saturday. He's like, you know what? I think I'm going to stop at the Nike outlet in Williamsburg. And I'm like, okay, remember how much you love me? Don't you?
Did you really say that?
Yeah. Did you forget that you are just absolutely in love with me? Think of me while you're going through the Nike outlet store. And you know what? He did. I didn't even ask him to send me pictures. I was like, if you see anything, I'll pay you back, whatever, because I'm not there for it. But then he starts sending me photos and photos of shoes. Three different pairs of shoes. And you know what? They were all really cute. I didn't need any of, I was trying to be realistic. I'm like, okay, am I going to wear any of these? Probably
girl, why
not.
Didn't you send me them? We wear the same size.
Shoot, I didn't think
about
that.
You were selfish.
Yeah, I was selfish. But then he sent me a pair of sweatpants, and I was like, yes, those are it. And then he bought them for, he didn't even ask me the size. He brought home the right size, and I got my sweatpants via text
message.
Is this
how you want shopping done?
Maybe. When I'm feeling like a rat, you know, I love to go to the store and just have
a... I was
going
to say, you're the type of person who likes to black out at a store.
I love to mindlessly peruse. But if that meant I didn't have to drive 25 minutes to Williamsburg and he did it all for me, I'm all for it. I would love for him to be my personal shopper.
I'm surprised he did good.
You know what? I don't want to be the one to say it, but me too.
Just know if Spencer's ever out sick on 1600 ESPN, don't let me fill in.
I could have told you that.
Because I was just talking to him. Oh, he said he was laughing at the game that the Cubs game was on. He was laughing. And I said, oh, why? Are they winning? Are they losing? I'm like, are you not a Cubs fan? He's like, no. He said a Milwaukee team. I don't remember.
The Brewers.
Thank you. And I was like, oh, I just kind of figured you were either Cubs or Cardinals, right? And then I didn't know the Brewers, clearly. I've never heard of this team before. And I was like, my brain only knows Cubs, Cardinals, New York Giants, New York Yankees. Apparently, New York Giants is not...
is a football team.
I thought they were... He's like, you know that's a football team, right?
Yeah, you should just quit while you're ahead.
I didn't know!
Stick to the teams you know and shut up about the
rest. Well, I thought that was a baseball team. That's why I said it. So don't ever let me open a microphone over there because mm-hmm. I will get booed.
Probably... probably rightfully so, yeah.
People are going to be like, does this girl even know anything? No, I thought...
the answer is no. I'll tell you that right now. No.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
My God, she doesn't even turn my microphone for my own thing.
It has my name on it. Turn the microphone on. I'm sorry.
You know what? I was even going to say nice things about you.
Well, come on. I want to hear it.
I'm questioning. I was going to say.
Talk about me. I like to hear about me.
After she rudely silenced me.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know what I love is that it is like 90 degrees outside. Disgusting. Kind of looks like it too, honestly, out the window. But you brought soup today.
I did.
And you have an autumn burnt orange.
Thank you, mode.
Jean jacket, which I am jealous of.
Yeah, I know. That was the first thing she said to me. She goes, dang it, I'm so jealous. Why did I not buy that?
I know. I'm kind of mad that I didn't get it. But it is mid-August, and you just are...
don't care.
It seems like you've done a 180 since last week.
Here's the thing. Normally, this is the time when the coffee shops bring out the pumpkin spice, and I go crazy. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not allowing myself to do the craziness on the pumpkin spice because I get...
burnout.
Yeah, too annoyed by it too quickly. And I don't want to do that this year. So I'm allowing myself to go crazy on other things. Like I'm wearing a nice fall looking, you know,
spooky
jean jacket.
Yeah. Jean jacket.
I'm also going to wear a flannel later this week. Don't care if it's 80. Okay. It's not 80 in the building.
Yeah, it's normally cold in here. And you're eating soup already, which
I'm eating soup.
Kind of mad about because I was telling you my TikTok for you page is all like, recipes to make this autumn. And I'm like, save. I'm ready.
Do it. That's all I can say is do it. And then I'll have pumpkin spice later.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not ready for that quite yet, but soon, very, very soon.
Pumpkin spice. I'll give myself September.
6 days. Probably.
She's not wrong.
Yeah. I'm really scared I'm going to ruin things because I got a homework assignment from my boyfriend Curly's dad. Of all people, who I would like to think he likes me right now. So I don't really want to ruin that. But I blame Curly, my boyfriend, for volunteering me for this. I didn't really have a choice. He gave me his like cover for his putter golf club.
Oh, is that the thingy that's like usually soft? I don't know.
Yeah, it's soft apparently so that they don't clank around in your like when you're
don't
driving around.
Some
in
people
the
have herky, is it?
Yeah, some people have like really cutesy
ones.
I
know golf.
But the putter is a pretty small club, I guess. And he told me, he's like, hey, I can't, it's not staying on my putter because the Velcro is so worn out that it's like not even sticking together. Curly mentioned you could probably fix that. And I go, did he? Did he mention that I could fix that? Interesting. So I take a look at it and I'm like, okay, I could probably like cut out the old Velcro and then I'm going to have to sew new Velcro in.
You don't even know how to sew, do you?
I know how to like ugly
hand
sew.
Okay.
Yeah, hand sew. Very baseline, not good quality, no skill whatsoever. But I could probably fix it. I'm like, oh my God, what did you sign me up for? So this weekend, I finally went out and I got some Velcro and
I thought you were going to say I went out and bought a sewing machine.
Oh no. At that point, I'm like, I'll just buy you a new putter head.
Oh yeah, and make it exact so he has no idea. That's what I would do.
Oh my God, is that what I should do?
Well, I would do, if I were you, I would do one of two things. Go out and buy a sewing machine, watch all the YouTube videos and try to figure it out in like a week. Or find the exact same one. And if it has a little bit of dirt on it, drive over it a couple of times and he won't even know.
My God. I choose option number two. That sounds way easier.
Okay, well, see on Amazon and I call driving over it.
Yeah, it could be team effort.
It's a little embarrassing to admit out loud that my cat, Fat Mochi, loves to make out with me.
No, you bring it up at every opportunity you can.
I hate it. It drives me nuts that he loves to do this. I've sent you videos because I'm like, I'm not making this up. I have to have proof. So I've sent you him, and he even forces it sometimes where he like turns my head to get me to like have my face towards him so he can lick my lips. He freaking loves it. He was doing it again this weekend, and I'm like, okay, I'm sick of this. I gotta know why you like to lick my lips, because it drives me bonkers. So I asked ChatGPT. I'm like, is he into me or what's going on?
Oh my God.
Here's the dealio. ChatGPT said there was one of four things. So it could be affection / grooming behavior. Cats lick each other to show affection and bond. And if your cat licks your lips, they might see you as part of their family and are grooming you.
Okay, I have two cats that do this, but they never lick each other on the mouth. It's always on their ears or their back. So wrong. I don't believe that.
Okay, she takes that one out.
Unless you got a hairy lip.
I don't think I do. And I gotta feel, I'm feeling it. And I'm like, no, it ain't hairy. No, I've never been told I was hairy, so.
Okay.
Next, cats are weirdly attracted to salty or food-like residue on human skin. If you got chapstick, lip balm, or even just a little leftover flavor, they might be going in for a snack. Mm. Well, my cats, even like just my arm, they'll try to lick your arm. I don't know what. Why are you looking at me?
Because mine don't. I mean, occasionally they'll do it to my fingers.
You're making it sound like I don't shower. I swear to God I do.
Well, you said it, not me. Maybe you smell like chicken.
Hey, you know what? I had taco soup today, so if he goes after that, mad respect, bro.
Maybe.
Licking can be self-soothing for cats, like a stress reliever. Doing it to you could mean you're their safe place. Now, I could see this because I did adopt him, and I think he knows that I adopted him. Because when we went to Cedar Valley Humane Society, I picked him up and he immediately just like fell into my arms and I never let him go. Oh, other than to sign the papers. But
right.
I never let him out of my arms.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that. The last one is if you usually respond, laugh, pet them, or talk to them when they lick your lips, they might have learned that this is a way for them to get attention. I think that could also be my biggest problem is I laugh. Or I'm like, get him away from me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think he's like, oh, attention. I like this.
Well, yeah, it's like when a little kid swears and people laugh, then they're like, oh,
I'm going to do it again.
Even if it's wrong, I know that it's funny.
It's his way of swearing.
He's saying naughty words to you. Can we talk about the dorm rooms on TikTok right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I think it was like pretty much universal move-in weekend for all the colleges across the country, but my For You page has gotten so local. I'm seeing Iowa students moving in and doing little like dorm tours, and I am just like gagged at how nice they are.
I'm mostly shocked on like all the decorations and the things that they have. I'm like, whoa, I couldn't afford that.
Well, and the coordinating with their roommate. I'm like, did you guys know each other? Are you friends from high school? Or did you like message and say, order this bedding to match mine?
Yeah, I went to Kirkwood. And so the way that it was set up, you had four roomies and you would go to Kirkwood Roommate Finder or whatever on Facebook to find your roomie. You could, unless you already knew who they were.
Yeah.
And the only thing that we like coordinated was who's got a couch and who's got, you know, who's got a pizza pan.
Who's
bringing
the mini fridge?
Exactly. But we never coordinated it on like themes or anything. Like our living room was a hot mess. It was not aesthetically pleasing.
The way it's supposed to be, a dorm is supposed to be crazy.
It's supposed to be so ugly.
My decoration was roaches. So I don't know about you guys.
I know what you're talking about. I was like, what are you talking about?
I lived in the oldest dorm on the campus of University of Iowa.
Did you ever sleep with one?
I don't know. And I would like to live the rest of my life without knowing. Ideally.
You had a rough.
It's decor now.
The roaches?
Yes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Did you see the drama with Bella Thorne this weekend?
Isn't there always drama?
I don't know. I feel like she has kind of had the like rebrand where she had her crazy, like almost Miley Cyrus type era. And now she's very clean girl-esque.
Okay.
She's engaged.
That's news to me.
She's looking great, honestly. What had happened was she's been engaged for about a year, I think. And it's to Mark Ems. He is a TV movie producer. So he proposed a year ago. She, a year later, proposed back to him. So she shared on Instagram a picture of, it was an amazing setup, like flowers and candles, and she's down on a knee proposing to him. And the caption says, 3 years ago we met, 1 year later he proposed, now 1 year later, so did I. So he proposed to her. Obviously, they've had that label on it for a year. And then she decided on that same anniversary, she's like, you know what? I'm going to do it back to him. And people are weirdly bothered by this. Why? A lot of people are saying, go off, queen. Like, that's really cool. Why not? Why have one proposal when you can have two? Some people saying that it's, like, really thoughtful. And, like, guys are generally the one that get to do all that. So it's cool that she was just like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to take advantage of this. And then some people are just, like, weirdly bothered by it, which I just don't understand.
Okay. I don't understand why. I would totally do this. The thing is I'm waiting for Neighbor Manny to take it too long. And then I immediately want to get married as quick as possible. So I don't think I could wait a whole nother year. You know what I'm like? I don't think I could be like her and be like, oh, I'm going to do it the exact year later after he proposed to me.
You could do it like a month later.
I'll do it the next day.
Oh.
But it's also one of those things that I'll never understand if it's a guy-girl relationship. Why does, or even if I guess, you know, girl-girl, whatever. Why does only one person get an engagement ring? I will never understand that. Why?
See, that's why I like this.
Why does one person get an engagement ring, but not the other one?
Right. I don't know.
I just never, like, my mind still, like, my brain cannot wrap around that.
No, that's why I like this, because it's like, again,
did she give him a ring?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
See, so she got the ring. Again, 1 year is a long time to wait, but whatever, I guess, do you. But to then go back and say, okay, I'm going to give you an engagement ring now, I think that's kind of cool. I feel like it's only fair.
I've always loved that when people, like, give each other rings. Because I'll literally never understand it. Why does one person get it? Why? You're both engaged. I just don't get, my brain will never understand.
People like you who beg and wait and plead for the ring.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I had to make my boyfriend Neighbor Man's birthday cake last night. And I was telling you how stressed I was about making this.
Because it's angel food cake.
Mm-hmm. And I'd never done it before.
Now, was this the test run? Because his birthday is today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Neighbor Man. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks for the singing. Yeah, so I told you I was going to do a test run before. Time got it in front of me, and
of course,
I did not.
You bailed. Just say it how it is.
And
you
I
bailed.
Got, also, I just honestly, what it really was, the time wasn't a thing. I got scared. I was a wuss. I didn't want to do it. Uh-huh. I tried to put it off to the last second. And then last night, he goes, so, when are you making my birthday cake? Mm. I was like, oh, do you think you're getting it today? He goes, you're not going to have time after work tomorrow, so I'm assuming you're making it today. So I had to make it yesterday. And you want to know what? I killed it. I slayed it. It was easy.
Dude, I told you, it's really not that deep.
Okay, angel food cake only requires water. What a joke. That was easy.
Well, you're making it from a box.
I know. Also, easy.
Yeah.
You didn't make me crack an egg where I'll get the skeleton. What's it called? The eggshell in it.
Skeleton. I hope there's no skeleton in this birthday cake.
Normally, when I crack it, I get the eggshells in it. No, I didn't get nothing of that wrong, and I normally get measurements wrong, like 1 1/3 cup. I'm like, I can't read. I can't.
Okay.
But I did it. I slayed. The only thing I was, again, mostly worried about was flipping it over the glass bottle, but I killed that too.
Has it been tasted?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He enjoyed it. Oh my God. He had half the cake with some Cool Whip and some strawberries.
He ate half the cake.
Girl.
Okay,
he had that, and I had just a little sliver. He ate that faster than I ate my little sliver, and I wasn't even yapping in my mouth. I swear.
Well, that's debatable.
I was telling you, it's Neighbor Man's birthday today.
Uh-huh.
And this dude cannot wait for his birthday presents. He's just like me. I'll open them a year before if I can.
Sounds like a man to me.
Because here's the thing. I guess he's got like three things he gets to open tonight, but he was already asking to open them yesterday. I'm like, are you even going to get to enjoy your birthday at that point?
No, that's what I don't understand. My boyfriend Curl is the same way. That I'm like, your birthday does not feel like your birthday if you're not opening your presents on your actual birthday.
Amen. You got to throw the tissue in the air like you just don't care, or rip that wrapping paper off like you're hungry for it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. He had been deciding between, like, I don't even, it's not a Nintendo Switch. It's called something else.
Okay.
But it's like one, okay? Oh. It's like a little handheld gaming system, okay? He wanted either that or some new earbuds because the dog accidentally ate the earbuds, mm-hmm. okay? So it was between one of those two things. He hadn't told me which one he wanted for his birthday. Friday, after we got done hanging out at Mode, I was like, what do you want? I got to buy you something before Monday. He decided on earbuds.
Mm.
The problem is he didn't know which ones. So right. Saturday, we went to the store to look to see which earbuds he wanted. And we found the ones. And I was like, well, I guess we're here. I might as well buy because I ain't coming back again tomorrow, you know?
Well, yeah, yeah.
At that point, it's stupid.
It's not a surprise anymore.
If it was like more than a week out, yeah, I'd come back, you know, and buy them secretly or something. But right. It's like 2 days, you know? So I just bought them. And he grabs them from the counter and he's walking out with them. And he immediately starts taking the packaging off. And I go, what are you doing? Mm. You think you get to open those? He's like, well, yeah, you bought it for my birthday. Thanks. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, you have to wait until your birthday. He's like, well, I want to know if I like them. I want to make sure I like them. I want to enjoy them. I'm like, fine, whatever, I guess. But he opened the big item already. I'm like, now you just have stupid stuff. I mean, they're still fun, but they're not as cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So what else? Oh, does he know what else? Are the other two surprises? That's what I should say.
The only thing that is actually a surprise. No, he knows what he's getting. One's a water bottle.
Rats.
Actually, no, the two are surprise tickets to something he doesn't know about.
Oh.
And then I found a card game that's perfect for him. It's called Coyote. He loves Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, right.
But it's called Coyote. I don't know what it is. It looked stupid and I bought it for him.
Okay, so it sounds like success.
I think so.
Okay, we'll see. I think everybody's had that moment when you're out in the wild, you see someone doing a job and you're like, wait a minute, I feel like I would be really good at that. It's like a calling.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond a dream job. And I had that moment with you actually on Friday because we had a little lunch date before we did our live show at Mode and we went to Friday and Marion. And there were people outside drawing on the windows, like, you know, doing like window art, I guess is what I would call it. And oh my God, number one, they were amazing. Cartoons and like flowers, and it was so
cute. There was a pickle,
I think.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. And I immediately am like, how do I get this job? I want to do that. I don't even care if it's for pay. I want to do it for fun and for my spirit, okay? Because I need this.
It's funny because I do too, but I suck. I cannot draw anything.
I don't think I would be as good as them.
No, you're really good. No, you're really... I guess I can't compare it to them, but you are really good at drawing. I've seen your work. You've painted me things. You're really, really good at it. I can't even draw a stick person, okay? Like, that's how bad I am. Mm-hmm. So can you do all the work, all right? Can somebody, like, maybe request those girls to do their wall?
If you need your window decorated, I can't promise quality. I can promise passion, though.
I think you're going to quantity.
Or quantity, yeah.
And then I'll just show up. And I'll just sign. That's what I really want. I think it'd be so cool to have my little autograph in the corner, you know?
For work that you didn't do?
Yeah, I want to take credit.
Mm. Oh, well, you can't take credit, but you can co-sign it. How about that?
Okay, deal. I'll co-sign it. I'll put my little name. Your name can be bigger.
As it should be.
Yes, and mine will be really small, but I still want my name on it.
Right.
I just think it'd be so cool to have my name on a window.
She made my dream about her.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I was just thinking about how I have not hit the gym this morning. I have not made my post in those girls' sweat squad on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, honestly, I didn't make a good use of my time this morning.
You know, honesty is the first step.
I thought you were going to say honesty is the best policy. That's I'll take that one too.
True, too.
So I slept in longer than I should have. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was lolly doodling around. I could have gotten myself to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done something. That actually inspired tonight's trivia question.
Okay.
8% of people do this exercise while brushing their teeth. I could have been doing an exercise while brushing my teeth.
That is overachieving at its finest.
It's like, what, 2 minutes of your time that you could be doing something?
Yeah.
What am I need to, what?
God, I'm lazy and weak.
Same.
Never even thought about exercising while I brush my teeth. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
8% of people do this exercise while brushing their teeth. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We are just getting right into it tonight.
I put the wrong thing in.
Do you want it? Do you care?
Nah, no, fine.
Okay.
Do you want to just word
it? It's time for some guesses, people.
I knew you'd be so blunt. You'd be
like, well, let's get to it.
Yes, it is. 8% of people do this exercise while brushing their teeth. What is it?
Well, talk about getting after it, by the way.
What?
I'm like focused on brushing my teeth. If you're thinking about exercising, you are the ultimate human.
My goal is just to remember to floss and, you know, get some mouthwash in there too. And then there's some overachievers here who are like, yeah, I also exercise while I do
pumping iron. Yeah,
I
couldn't be me.
I have one tooth. I was going to say one too many brain cells, but that's not what I was going to say. I need to say I have one brain cell, yeah. So I can't do it.
Got it.
But also one tooth.
Yeah, we got there. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Dalton said squats. I could see that.
I'd be a good one.
It's probably a good time to do it. I mean, 2 minutes of brushing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You can get a good amount of squats in.
What, that made me think of the one, what's the jump? Go down.
Burpees.
Oh, God. You might spit out the...
I was going to... Like, I don't know about you, but I have to use my hand to brush my teeth.
I need you to do one-handed burpees.
Never. No.
Denise said, hi, Goofy Girls. My answer would have to be cartwheel, just for the visual. Again, I can do a one-handed cartwheel.
I used to be able to. I'm assuming I still could.
Oh, yeah. It has been years. I don't know, actually. My only fear is... I think I'd get too much into the moment, and then my toothbrush would pop out of my mouth.
Yeah, I think I'd swallow the toothpaste when I go upside down. And I learned as a kid, that is lethal. Did anybody scare you like the way that I was scared of swallowing toothpaste?
No.
Yeah, they said that you're not supposed to. That's why you had kids for so long. Kids toothpaste, because that was like okay to swallow.
I'm sorry. Who was traumatizing you with this?
I don't know. I think it was probably at school.
Was it the school?
Probably. Like, don't swallow toothpaste.
What happens?
You will
die. I still do. I might die tomorrow. No one.
Nice knowing you.
I still do it to this day.
Well, you should stop it. It's not meant to be.
No, the only thing that was ever traumatizing was, you know, don't swallow watermelon seed.
Oh. Well, we did not have the same education, I suppose. I don't know. Or somebody's lying to me. Maybe that's very possible.
I hope they were, because I swear I swallow.
That's concerning. 74-29 said they do calf raises while they're brushing their teeth.
Why are you looking at me like that? I also get it on my face, too.
What?
The toothpaste.
What about your face? What are you saying?
I'm saying you're looking at me weird because I do swallow my toothpaste sometimes, but it also ends up on my face. I'm kind of an animal when I brush my teeth.
I don't even want to know. I don't.
So that's why I'm like, how can I also fit in exercise?
That's what I'm saying. I got to focus on the task at hand, and that is the tartar and the plaque that we are avoiding.
And that bad breath.
Yes.
Mine is trying to get everything out of my braces. I'm like, oh, yeah, I ate that burger last week. Why is it still in there?
Oh, God. I sympathize, but God, that's gross.
I can't be doing an exercise. I'm doing surgery in my mouth.
Yeah.
8% of people do this exercise while brushing their teeth. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up after Maroon 5 and Lisa.
I'm giving you a solid 2 minutes and 40 seconds. To do some serious research. Oh, she's already going. You don't know what you're researching.
Oh, can you die from swallowing
yes.
toothpaste?
I need you to research that. 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. That's what Google told me. It's possible, but rare.
I'm going to die.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The trivia question tonight, 8% of people do this exercise while brushing their teeth. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
a wall chair. 8% of people are doing the wall chair while brushing their teeth. I don't really care about that anymore because I want to talk more about myself.
Okay.
You researched it. You found out there's a chance you could die from swallowing your own toothpaste.
Because I swear I have a vivid memory as a kid. That's why you have kids' toothpaste that's like cotton candy flavored.
I don't think I ever got that.
Because it was like okay to swallow until you learn.
Like, I apparently still need it.
Not to do that. So then you are making me feel crazy that I learned that. So I Googled, can you die from swallowing toothpaste? Why beat around the bush?
Did you really write that, why beat around the bush, in Google?
Well, no, but I suppose I could have. Long story short, yes, it is possible to die from swallowing toothpaste, although it is a rare occurrence.
Because of the fluoride.
Yeah, but that would be that rare recurrence.
Well, yeah. Okay, here's the thing that we talked about off the air you didn't get to hear, is that I literally just got my teeth cleaned last Friday, and, you know, they got that little sucker, right? It sucks all the whatever,
spit
water.
And goo.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't really sucking very well, to be honest with you. So there was leftover stuff. And so... Quiet over there.
Go on.
Quiet over there. Quiet. So I would have to swallow. I can't. No. Hold on.
I gotta go.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.